This is Chicana literature at its best. And okay, this is a poem, and it's a poem called Seventh Grade Shoes, and it's a poem about, well, I was poor, probably a lot of you also suffered, and shoes are like, really, I had these one pair of shoes, they looked like a clown's act, and they had no shape to them, and this is about that article of clothing you absolutely remember from seventh grade you hated, and for a lot of young women it's brown, these brown Frankenstein shoes that your mom bought you. And this is about that. And it's for Victor Martinez, who wrote a wonderful chapter in a novel that he's composed called A Parrot in the Oven. And it's about having shoes as well that are no good. My shoes were shapeless as rain puddles, a clown's act, snouts of aged sharks, saddlebags slapped open and closed for a century. Belly full of morning mush, I put on my ugly shoes. I walked over frost-hard lawns and understood the power of hiding. Walk in crowds so no one will see your shoes. Those hand-me-downs, the curled second-hands in racks at St. Vincent de Paul, the welfare saint of the poor. I figured this. Every seventh grader sported shoes like mine. When I moved, the crowd moved. When I climbed the steps, they all pushed along. When I stopped at the drinking fountain, they waited in a clump. The water drooled. Somewhere on campus, a toilet was flushing, or the showers were steaming with the eyeglasses of myopic fat boys. We badly shod students moved in a great herd, and if I ran, they tried to keep up. This platoon of boys and girls, all shamed by the leather on their feet. Pigeons did the same, moving in crowds. I began to think that they were full of shame, the shoeless creatures assigned to walk in gutters and peck at gum, drop donuts, cigarette butts, the debris that slips thoughtlessly from our fingers. I felt sorry for this tribe of pigeons, and began to dislike the jay and robin, the cockatoo and macaw that I saw in books. I despise those jungle birds bright as crayons, not like the poor pigeons the color of ash. In my muddy shoes, I entered the classroom with my classmates breathing on my collar, those so close that we were twins, conspirators. I didn't dare look down or dare stand up first when the bell rang. The entire class exited shoulder to shoulder when school was let out. We seventh graders heard it together, but peeled slowly away, none of us saying words like goodbye or so long. We parted one by one just as the sun slipped into the pouch of winter fog. I walked home. When I saw a lone pigeon, it was dead, with its claws straight in the air. Right then I grasped my lesson in the power of crowds. Not unlike that bird, smart aleck loner, I nudged him with my shoe. The wind parted its ash-colored feathers, and, except for me, no dressed citizen really cared. So, you know, there's power in numbers, and that if you have ugly shoes, you know, just go along with them and stick with them.